Hello, Hortensia. Nice to hear from you again. I'm really sorry for delaying to answer your message, but I've been pretty busy these days related to my factory. But that's okay. Life is good. I'm here again. Once again, I'd like to thank you for your thoughts and compliments related to my English. As I told you before, I'm not fluent in English yet. I have a long journey to be made. But what I've been doing so far is not so different from other students around the world. But probably because I watch American series, I really like to watch, for example, Two and a Half Men, The Mentalist, Desperate Housewives, The Teenagers. I just forgot the complete name right now, but I can share with you later, no problem. I like to read a lot. And these two abilities, that is listening and reading, really helps you to get confidence in English. Really helps you all the time when you have to talk, when you have to express yourself. It's a mechanism that have to be part of you all the time, because I'm listening a lot when I'm driving, when I'm walking, when I'm doing my exercises, when I'm here in the office. I try to get involved with English all the time. You said something very interesting, that is, not give up. I agree with you. I am on the same page with you when it comes to not give up your desire, your feeling to get fluent in English. You have to keep going, studying hard. You have to keep evolved with English. Try to make friends around the world. Try to read, to listening a lot. And also try to write. Of course, try to speak when you have the chance to do it. It's a way to be productive when it comes to English. Because the two abilities that I just told you, that is listening and reading, is what we call acquisition. Acquisition is a passive acquisition, sorry. But when we speak, when you write, you are being productive, because you are producing some that you just learned in English. I will try to give you one tip if you let me to do so. There's a tip that my teacher here in Brazil gave me some time ago when it comes to conversation in English, that is called circumlocution. Circumlocution. What circumlocution means? Circumlocution is a way to describe or to say something using more words than just one word to describe something. I'll try to give you one example. You are in your house, okay, and you want to clean up the ground to get rid of the garbage, the trash on the ground. And you say to your friend, "Hey friend, could you give me please the piece of wood that is near you?" And your friend says, "Oh, the broom?" And you say, "Oh yeah." Okay, you didn't know how to say broom. B-R-O-O-M. You just said a piece of wood to clean the ground. That is circumlocution. It's a way to use more words to describe just one thing, one objective, one object. And it really works, but you have to pay attention, because after you use a circumlocution, after you finish your conversation, okay, it doesn't matter, you try to find out using the internet, on Google, for example, or through your dictionary, a good dictionary, and what means the word that you didn't know at the moment. And in this case, you are being productive, because you're going to find out the word that is broom, B-R-O-O-M, that is a piece of wood to clean the ground. I think that's the point that I can share with you at the moment. Once again, really sorry. I guess I